YouGov poll, plurality say they will be financially better off if Trump defeats Harris. By Wendell Hasebo on August 5, 2024. A plurality, 45%, of voters believe their personal finances will be better off if former President Donald Trump defeats Vice President Kamala Harris in November, while only 25% say the same if Harris wins, a CBS News/YouGov poll found Sunday. The polling indicates Americans are skeptical of the Biden-Harris administration's economic policies. Under its leadership, prices rose about 20% across the board on average. Popeyes, Taco Bell, and Chipotle, for example, raised prices by at least 75%, according to the Food Institute. At least five times Harris praised the policies that fueled the rising costs. July 24, 2023, Bidenomics is working. August 3, 2023, Bidenomics is working. August 4, 2023, Bidenomics is working. August 8, 2023, Bidenomics is working. August 15, 2023, Bidenomics is working. The poll also found in contrast that 44% said they will be worse off if Harris wins, as only 38% said the same if Trump wins. 31% said their personal finances will stay the same if Harris becomes president. Only 17% said the same of a Trump victory. Watch, CNN's bash pushes on Harris's pivots, no concern about flip-flopping? The poll sampled 3,102 voters from July 30 to August 2 with a 2.1 margin of error. Harris will have a difficult time convincing voters to believe that the administration is doing a good job on the economy, the number one issue for voters. Only 7% of voters believe the administration's economy is very good, while 34% say it is very bad. A 27-point differential, a CBS News poll showed in June. Voters trust former President Donald Trump on the economy over Harris by 12 points, a recent Wall Street Journal poll showed. The polling comes as the Dow dropped 1,000 points and the Nasdaq sunk 6% in a global market rout Monday morning, CNBC reported, raising fears of a recession. U.S. stocks fell sharply on Monday as part of a global market sell-off centered around U.S. recession fears. Japan's Nikkei 22 plunged 12% in its worst day since the 1987 Black Monday crash for Wall Street. Fears of a U.S. recession were the main culprit for the global market meltdown after Friday's disappointing July jobs report. Investors are also concerned that the Federal Reserve is behind in cutting interest rates to bolster an economic slowdown, with the central bank choosing instead to keep rates at the highest in two decades last week. Stock markets are crashing, jobs numbers are terrible. We are heading to World War LLL, and we have two of the most incompetent leaders in history, Trump posted on Truth Social on Monday. This is not good. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former RNC War Room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.